fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. So for the previous few episodes, Sir Croakington has now acquired all three dreadstones. And she wants to get rid of them before they make her kill again. And before they send more people crazy around her, probably leading to even more death. Yeah, she's got to get rid of them quickly. Because they're bad news, even though you really, really want them. They're that sort of artifact. Anyhow, it is time to go to the Goblin Claw Bitgrin Inn and visit Thrimback. Hopefully he has any idea what to do with these things. Hopefully he doesn't just want them. Because we really don't want someone as powerful as Thrimback going crazy. Because, I mean, we saw his equipment a bit back, and it is good, and he is very, very strong. Alright, to the Goblin Claw Inn. Into the inn. To the common room. Alright. Right, alright, I went to common room, didn't see him, seek out Gertzmull. Alright, no. Leave the inn. Investigate the stables, perhaps. Right, let's see, it's definitely... Oh, somehow... I thought I saved, but... Turns out that I... didn't. Well, I'll just... Well, that's silly of me. Well, I'll just go through it again. Until I get the options I want. Okay, well, whilst doing Giants of Galatop again, this time, I managed to pass the don't kill Draymok in a jealous, dreadstone-induced rage check. With 118 and what? You had to watch the previous episode to see. It's a success. The rage exploding... Well, not see here. Unless you have synesthesia, in which case, cool. But also, you know, here, you here as well. The rage exploding through your mind does not subside, but you manage to suppress the more violent force directed at Draymok, realizing that you may be able to remove him as a threat without killing him. With that, you leap forward, determined to put down the man attempting to relieve you of your prize stone. Draymok draws his axe and steps forward to engage you. Now, I have the option to subdue. I don't have to subdue, but I have the option. And obviously, I'm going to take it. I mean, if it's not his fault that he somehow got roped into the mechanisms of a stone of acquisitiveness that just makes everyone want to fight over it to the death because reasons. No, I'm just going to knock him out. Hopefully, when he comes to, he'll realise what a silly bugger he'd been being. And go back to whatever it was he was doing before. Presumably hunting. Because he said he's a huntsman. So presumably he'll bag some deer. Make a roast. And then go back to all the friends and family left for a while. And said, sorry, I got tied up with some crazy artifact. But someone else beat me up and took it away from me. So I'm not okay. But I will be. Subdue your enemy. I swing my club, but in a non-lethal way. Savage blow for 11 damage to me. Keep going. And subdued. 21 XP. You stare down at the battered, unconscious woodsman lying at your feet and give in to the sudden, inexplicable urge to smile. Despite the overpowering sense of rage still coursing through your mind, you're glad you were able to stay your hand. The whole point of that previous check was not to slay. And that Draymok will live to see another day. I just hope for his sake that the Dreadstone didn't get deep enough in that he's going to be like one of those undead that we saw in the previous adventure and three episodes back in the tomb of Garthrin the Great. Except it's not technically a tomb. As your senses become awash with confusing mix of guilt and fear, you vow to get away from Gallowtop Hill as quickly as possible. And vow never to return. Alright. And then it ends as it did before. You don't even really mention that you killed Draymok, because you don't, so... As far as the game's concerned, Draymok doesn't exist anymore. Because Sir Crokington is not going to bring that up. This will not be in the tale. The stuff that happened to Draymok will not be in the tales that the bards tell. Well, unless Sir Crokington gets really drunk and tells the whole story. But you know what? She might, because being very small, it's probably a bit easier for Sir Crokington to get very drunk. Anyhow. Anyway. Alright, let's get to somewhere we can save. Well, I guess Goblin Claw in. Alright, that's the Southward Glen. Goblin Claw in. Into the inn. This is a safe spot. And save! Alright, I guess Draymok will be glad that I lost the save. Because he gets to live! Lucky him! Take a seat in the common room. You take a seat in front of the fireplace, basking in the flickering glow of the warring bays as your eyes wander the common room cloud. An inn servant moves past and places a frothing flagon of the bitter house ale in front of you. Compliments of Grootsmull. Inquire about Thrimbach with Grootsmull. Grootsmull, his face bearing a hurried expression, tells you that while he hasn't seen the renowned adventurer for quite some time, I had heard that something particularly bad came up his way near Mugsbury, says. For that's plainly not the case, as this will prove. The innkeeper reaches into a broad pocket sewn into the front of his filthy apron and produces a furled piece of paper bound with string. I'm sorry to have read it, Sir Crokington, he said, as his face adopts a sheepish expression. Is he? I thought it was for me! At least, that's what the carrier let on when he handed it to me. Anyway, it's for you. It's from good Mr. Thrimbach. Turning away from Grootsmull, you untie the paper and unfurl it, allowing your eyes to scour the scant, hurried script that crosses the wrinkled sheet. I wait for you at the twisted gate in Mergsbrough. Make haste. Come back. You tuck the paper into your pocket and hand it back to... And turn back to Grootsmull. I now have Thrimbach's note. This note was handed you by Grootsmull, the innkeeper of Goblin Claw Inn. He told you it was delivered by a courier and that he read it, mistakenly believing it was for him. A horrid script and, well, yeah, we've seen that. Sounds rather important, says Grootsmull, noting the brief passing look of concern that crosses your face. Mr. Thunback's not one who's prone to such ways, mysterious notes and all that. I'd be on my mate and Mugsport at once if I was standing in your spot. With little appreciation for Grootsmore's unnecessary advice, retained a friendly tone as he thanked the innkeeper for delivering the note and for his suggested course of action. Not at all, Sir Croakington, he says. Luck to you on the road, of course. Suddenly, you become aware of a figure lurking just off to your left and turn to find the innkeeper's son, Gildmard, watching you closely. His lingering gaze lingers on you for several moments before he quickly averts his eyes and moves off across the common room. As you turn to make your way out of the inn, you spot a group of four men seated at a table not far from the door. The eyes of each man are firmly fixed on you. Sir Croakington, says Grootsmore, as he places his hand on your shoulder from behind, nearly causing you to leap out of your skin. Are you certain you wouldn't rather spend the night? It's a bit late to be on the road for Mugsbull, or anywhere else for that matter. I'll have a room fixed up for you if you like. With your heart pounding, you turn and behold the tall, thin, balding man. But behind his friendly gaze, you suddenly detect a raging fire. The hint of a lot of dark, long-buried secret now rising to the surface. Okay, I'm pretty sure this is the Dreadstone's influence. You're overcome with the unshakable notion that to spend the night in the Goblin Claw would only find violence and murder visited upon you, although I suspect it would actually be violence and murder visited on pretty much everybody else. But that's also bad, so let's get out of here before murders happen. So, Croakington, are you feeling well? Grootsmore's face leans closer to your own. You no longer see any of the sinister characteristics you noted only a moment ago. Can I have a wound fixed up for you? Breathless, and with beads of sweat breaking out of your brow, you manage to politely decline the innkeeper's offer as you turn and make for the door. When you reach the door, you glance back at Grootsmore, only to find he's no longer in sight. You quickly turn to your left in the direction of the four men whose gazes unnerved you, but your eyes fall upon an empty table. After exhaling sharply, in an attempt to soothe your jangled nerves, you promptly exit the inn. Okay, let's go to Mergspool now. Southwell Glen, Southwest Tozer, Western Tozer, and Mergspool. And I'll save here. Considering all the stuff that the Dreadstone can make you do, I'm going to want to save very close to where the adventure begins, in case things go dreadfully wrong. But just for this location, well, there's two adventures here. There's one is three words, and one is a meeting at the Twisted Gate, and that's the one we're actually looking for. All eyes are upon you as you step through the age-worn slab of timber that separates the interior of the notorious alehouse from the bustling street outside. Let's begin. You have no trouble finding the Twisted Gate. It turns out that it is the name of an alehouse not far from the piers, the northern end of one of the Witherport's wider lanes. All eyes are upon you as you step through the age-worn slab of timber that separates the interior of the notorious alehouse from the bustling street outside. The moment you pass over the threshold, however, the clustered patrons turn back to their own private, not so private, affairs, and become just another face in the noisy crowd that throngs one of Mugsbull's more disreputable establishments. You make your way towards the back of the outhouse, keeping your eyes peeled for any sign of Thrimback, whose rather cryptic note seems to have led you from one den of squalor, the Goblin Claw, to another. As you edge past the leaning table, a soft female voice subtly whispers in your left ear, "Keep going, he's in the far corner." You turn to find a golden-haired serving girl standing at your shoulder. She smiles and winks before slipping off through the crowd that fills the centre of the room. In the far back corner of the outhouse, seated alone, with his back to the wall, sits the immense man you'd once assumed had become a permanent fixture back at the Goblin Claw. He tips up a stained leather hat as you approach and smiles. The long-haired, unshaven adventurer bids you to take a seat and promptly calls Rael, as his gaze raises from across the table to meet your own. You immediately note his face looks drawn and haggard. "You've been keeping well, I see," he says, as the same serving girl who directs you to Thrimback's table appears and sets down a pair of frothing flagons. "I can't say I've been keeping quite so well, Sir Crokington. Are you probably wondering why it is I had you meet me here?" The serving girl leaves, and Thrimback raises his flagon, saluting you with a friendly nod. He downs the contents in one fell motion and raises his thick, muscle-laden arm to coolly wipe the remnants of foam from his face. He sets the vessel down and laughs. The laugh is not a gesture of jovility. Its hollow, senseless sound rings sinister, almost hinting at madness. The unsettling nature of the laugh immediately places you on your guard. "But the Dreadstone's got to him already?" "Isn't quite the Goblin Claw," says Thrimback, as his laughter abruptly ceases and his face acquires a more subdued, almost sleepy look. "So, why are we here?" To that, my friend, there is a simple answer. Thrimback leans forward and opens his mouth as if to speak, but no sound emerges. You suddenly feel flushed, and for a moment the entire room seems to spin as an inexplicable sense of dread begins to take form in your mind. Your eyes widen in horror as Thrimback's complacent countenance twists into a look of rage. This time, his words ring out loudly, rising above the din of the common room as he addresses you in a deep, angry tone. "You've kept them from me!" he snarls as his hand slips into the hilt of his sword. "I'll sooner remove your head than play the part of a fool! Where are they?" Picking a number. Bonus of 50. 20 from spirit, 20 from mind, 10 from aura. Alright, judging by what's being checked, it looks like I've gone crazy rather than him. Anyway, I've got to get bonus of 50 in total. Got to get 125 or more, or something horrible will happen. Pick now. 53, failure. You leap to your feet and assume a defensive stance, prepared to engage the Bowchester adventures if you come to that. I think that would end badly for me. Although I'm not sure. Thrimback leaps to his feet and draws an axe, which he proceeds to brandish with a remarkable level of skill. Wait, axe? I thought he used the blade of balance. Yeah, I guess he's picked up other weapons in his time. With a sinister grip spreading across his face, he steps towards you. It's that precise moment you notice Thrimback is not even wearing a sword.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
There's no sign of the weapon you witnessed the master adventure reached for only seconds ago. The sense of dread clawing at your mind deepens. Alright, picking a number. Bonus of 50, same as before. But now we only have to get 120. Pick now. 119, fairly. Oh, we almost got it. Almost got it. So close. With your heart pounding and your thoughts overwhelmed by the deepening sense of dread that's taken hold of your mind, you prepare to engage Thrimback. Your every instinct screams for you to kill the adventurer. The sense of dread deepens and begins to take control of your mind. Alright, picking a number. Same check again, but now I only have to get 115. So if I do as good as last time, I'll pass and hopefully stop this madness before anyone gets hurt. Pick now. 76, failure. No, I did not stop this madness. And someone is going to get hurt. Quite possibly me. Because throwback is pretty strong. Or at least that's everything. That's how things seem to be put across. But he did seem to have left a lot of his equipment behind. So that's probably why I stand a chance. But despite the strong urge to kill Frim back and keep him from acquiring the Dreadstones, you feel you may be able to subdue him. If you choose, this is Thrimback, and this should never have happened. Begin combat. I can kill or subdue. Yeah. I'm going to subdue, because I'm probably not even going to keep this woot. I'm going to quit without saving. Subdue. Thrimback's face twists into a sinister sneer. As he mercilessly attacks you, or at least, that's what I think happens. Very hard to tell. And he has got a lot of health, as you would expect. Your enemy deals you a devastating blow for 31 damage. Devastating blow for 32 damage. 36 damage, and then 33 damage. He's doing a lot of devastating blows. 33 damage again, devastating blow. And he is subdued. 266 XP. Thrimback collapses to the floor as you land your final blow. He's been severely battered, but is still very much alive. Suddenly, just as the angry, frantic shouts of the other alehouse patrons reach your ears, your mind begins to clear. You feel as if your surroundings are about starting to change. 32 experience to general. You again feel flushed. And once more, the wound begins to spin. Only moments later, when the disorientating sensation has passed, you find yourself staring across the table at Thrimback, his eyes wide and his face lined with concern. Are you feeling well, Sir Croghington? He asks, his voice no longer laced with rage. You tell him you are not certain what came over you, but do you now feel just a bit better? I certainly hope so, he says. It looks like, fortunately, I didn't actually punch his lights out. I guess maybe he had some sort of... I guess maybe he's equipped some sort of artifact to create a dummy version of himself for me to fight if I go Dreadstone crazy. Because apparently he's been studying the Dreadstone, so he would prepare for this sort of stuff. I certainly hope so, he says. I was about to tell you why I had you come all the way to Mosbrough. An effort I truly appreciate, I'll have you know. It's that precise moment that you notice Thrimback is not even wearing a sword. There was no sign of the weapon you witnessed the master adventurer reach for only seconds ago. It's the stone, says Thrimback, lowering his voice as he flashes you a concerned look. They're already starting to set their claws into your mind. Oh, and you have no idea how deep they've gone. It's so deep. Mind you, I don't think even their power is enough to overcome your will, Sir Croghington. But there's no need to put such an assessment to any sort of test. Mainly because I will fail. As I say, the only reason I haven't already killed is because I forgot to save. Thrimback's mention of the Dreadstones angers you, and for a moment the sense of dread that still gnaws at you deepens. You must give them to me, he says, his every word elicting rage and fueling the growing terror now ravaging your mind. I do not want them, Sir Croghington, but I must have them. And they will be delivered to someone who can better deal with them. and perhaps even rid this world of them forever. So some sort of wizard? Grey Mage, perhaps? I'm sure the Grey Mage could deal with them, but I think she's way too far away. I don't think anyone could really hold on to all three dreadstones and get all the way to the Tower of Anuin and have pretty much anything of them left by the end of it. And then if they still go, and then they'll just hide in a cave or something until they are turned into another of the undead. Strangely, Thrimbach's words bring you a small degree of comfort, and you feel the sense of dread that clouds your thoughts begin to fade. Slowly your mind returns to a clear, relaxed state. Thrimbach seems to sense the change that comes over you, and he smiles. He produces the thick piece of grey cloth and spreads it out on the table. Reluctantly, but with your every last ounce of will poured into the small endeavour, you withdraw the three dreadstones from among your belongings and place them onto the cloth that Thrimbach has spread out. After glancing at the stones for only a moment, he wraps them in cloth and places them into his pack. I'm finally free of them. Okay, they're gone. They're finally gone. I just hope they don't do anything too bad to him. Considering what they nearly did to me, but hopefully you can pass them on to someone who can properly deal with them very, very quickly. A profound sense of relief washes over you as the grey cloth bundle disappears from view. There, then it is done, he says, cupping both hands over his face and inhaling deeply. I mustn't linger with them, Sir Crokington. They're more than I might hope to bear, even for a short while. The person I'm taking them to waits nearby. I need to get to her. That is why I had you meet me in Mugsbore. I dared not make the trek here from Southtrod Glen with the three of them in my care. But that means I make the trek. But I guess since I've been acquiring the dreadstones one at a time, I guess I've built up a little bit of resistance. And also he must assume that my will is stronger than his. I'm not sure if he's right about that. I'm not sure at all. But I guess that's for the best. There's really no way to move these where you won't, you know, risk someone going crazy. Because we don't have drone delivery yet. Because, you know, it's a medieval kingdom. I guess I could conjure up some sort of air elemental or something. Because I don't think those could be corrupted, because, you know, they don't have a mind. But who knows what they could do in that case. Yeah, that might do it. I summon an air elemental and have it carry the dreadstones from where, well, presumably Galatop Hill, because I want to get rid of them as soon as possible, to, well, the thing is I don't know where to take them at first, so probably tempt that to the Goblin Claw, where they'll be, I don't know, buried under a tree or something. Yeah, I know. I don't think air elementals could carry out such a complex instruction. Not when the instruction is stay here, fight things. That tends to be what they're good at. And occasionally, stop fighting things. But that's Wacknow, and he is very good at that sort of thing. Much better than I am. Profound sense of relief washes you as the grey stone bundle disappears from view. There, then it's done, he says, cupping both hands over his face and inhaling deeply. I mustn't linger with them, Sir Croakington. Okay, I've already read that. With that, Thrimback rises from the table, and you stand to meet him in the shoulder cross. I hope to see you again, friend, he says. Look for me back at the Goblin Claw if you're trying to pass that way. I have interests that frequently take me into that region. While I'll say nothing for his housekeeping, Grootsmall knows a thing or two about ale. Suddenly, the Master Adventurer reaches into a bag tied to his belt, and produces a somewhat crumpled piece of yellow paper, which you immediately recognise to be some sort of map. He holds up the map and studies it for a moment before handing it to you. It's Thrimback's map of Frogborough. This wrinkled yellow piece of paper is a map that was given to you by the renowned adventurer Thrimback after you gave him the 3 dreadstones. This will show you to the very gates of the legendary labyrinth at the heart of Frogborough. I already know where that is, he says. I was given that map quite a while back, and actually used it to find my way to the gates of that maze. So I can tell you that it indeed exists. Though I don't know much more than that, I'm afraid. I guess he couldn't get in. Which maybe would have probably made things easier for me, because if he had got in, he could probably have, even without the Ring of Warding, he could probably have still ploughed through a lot of stuff, because he's just that good. Thrimback tells you that he never entered the labyrinth, but he suspects you'll soon be hearing all about it. Indeed, I think I can tell you about it right now. You thank him for the map, and will leave when he finally bids you farewell and departs, taking the dreadstones with him. Okay, back to the description. According to the Thrimback, this map will lead you to the gates of Wacknor's legendary labyrinth, deep in the darkest part of Frogbore's forest, but we already know the way there. Okay, really, this adventure was put out before Wackner's man was in the game, so maybe when this was out, this map was supposed to lead you to it rather than Yersin's instructions from the Grey Circle. But, I'm sure they'll think of something. And the thing is, you can't even kind of redo it because people already have the items. Guess he could have took the items from everybody, but that'd be a pain. You linger in the Twisted Gate only long enough to savour the flagon of ale you've not yet had the chance to enjoy. Because I've been too busy being filled with murderous rage. After only a few minutes, when the tall vessel has been emptied, you leave the alehouse and step out onto the streets of the bustling Witherport. Standing at the edge of the crowded alehouse, with the din of the alehouse at your back, and the bells from the nearby piers toiling away beneath a bright blue afternoon sky. You feel perfectly at ease. Your mind no longer wanders back to the 3 smooth grey stones, now tucked safely into Thrimback's pack, and long removed from your possession. Still, as you turn and make your way along the street, you can't help but think what will ultimately become of the dreadstones, or anyone who suddenly finds their will outmatched by the ancient, malevolent trio. And that finishes this adventure, a meeting at the Twisted Gate, which was a pretty short adventure, even with all the incident. And I get 1,024 experience to general, and 128 experience to all skills and powers. Now, has anything been unlocked? Apparently there's something going on somewhere in Frogbore Forest. But, you know what? All right. Admittedly, we are a bit short for this episode, but I don't want to mix a Dreadstone episode into a Advancing Rattlers Mad episode, because I won't. Because that will confuse things. So, I'm guessing, yeah, let's just say, and save, and that will be it for this episode. The next one, we'll find out what's going on in Fogborough. Probably something to do with Wackner's Mad. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. But anyway, until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.